Welcome back to the Pete Cast with Pod Kelly, the first one in a while. Unfortunately, I'm feeling a little bit sick, but I'm Miss Pete, and this is a podcast. And today's question is one I'm honestly ripping off of Reddit. This is one I saw yesterday, and I thought it was such a great question because you can go so many different directions with this. If you could add a zero to the end of any number in your life, which one would you choose and why?
I would want to add it on the end of my parents' life expectancy. I'm in my early 20s, and they are just like my support people, and I just don't want them going anywhere.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, they'd essentially live forever at that point, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I've been toying the idea of it too. Like my parents, of course, I was thinking the same with my dog, Lily, adding a zero onto the end and stuff. Because, you know, she would live longer than I would, but she, you know, she'd be there forever. So I love that. That's such a great idea.
Oh, well, thank you.
I would add a zero to the value of my house, because right now my house is assessed at $300,000. So now you're talking $3 million.
Become a multimillionaire right on the spot.
Right, just like that.
So we also got some great texts in, too. One person says my hourly pay rate. Another person says the interest on my bank account. That's a smart one. The amount of lives I live, I guess kind of like video games sort of thing. So if you happen to die, you just, it's like a one-up type of thing. Another one says the percentage of you winning. So instead of it being 10%, it'd be 100%. I like that a lot. And then finally this one, the year you die. So instead of living until 2099, you live until 20,990. That's kind of brilliant. So if you got some thoughts, you can shoot us a text 518-476-1009 or send me a voice message on the Cat Albany app.